AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Federal Reserve signals interest rates could begin going up sometime next year. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Such a move would be earlier than envisioned 3 months ago and a sign the Fed is concerned that strong inflation pressures may persist. For now, though, the central bank is keeping its benchmark interest rate at 0 to 0.25% and says it expects that target range will be appropriate. At the same time, the Fed says it will likely begin slowing the pace of its monthly bond purchases later this year if the economy keeps improving. The Fed cites progress on COVID-19 vaccinations and strong policy support as key factors in the economic recovery and strengthening job market. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden wants a full investigation into the Border Patrol's use of agents on horseback against Haitian migrants in Texas at the border with Mexico.
The president was horrified by that, just as we all were.
California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus want answers.
We're saying to the president and everybody else, you got to stop this madness. And I want to know, in the first place, who's paying these cowboys to do this work?
U.S. officials say many Haitian migrants camped at a small Texas border town are being released into the U.S., undercutting the Biden administration's public statements that Haitians who entered the country illegally face immediate expulsion. The nation's two largest reservoirs, Lakes Mead and Powell on the Colorado River, are at record low levels and dropping because of the prolonged drought and climate change. The river serves some 40 million people in the West. Federal Bureau of Reclamation has declared its first ever water shortage on the Colorado, reducing water supplies from Lake Mead to California and other western states. Lake Powell could be so low by next July that the Glen Canyon Dam won't be able to produce electricity. This is AP News. Civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, is out of a physical therapy facility after contracting a breakthrough COVID-19 case.
You have just flown through with flying colors, and we're just so pleased with your recovery and getting to set you free.
So I can march again.
Yes. Maybe.
He can march.
Jackson, who was vaccinated and has Parkinson's, was hospitalized in Chicago for about a week and then a month in the rehab center. His wife, Jacqueline, who was not vaccinated, required oxygen and a brief intensive care unit stay before being released earlier this month. Florida's new Surgeon General signs new protocols allowing parents to decide whether their children should be quarantined or stay in school if they are asymptomatic after being exposed to someone testing positive for COVID-19. The guidelines, signed by Dr. Joseph Lopato, eliminate previous requirements that students quarantine for at least 4 days off campus if they have been exposed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.